You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It's 11 a.m. and it's time for Something About the Women.
I know that we can.
I know darn
Good morning and welcome to Something About the Women. This is Sue. Happy to be here with you. And that was the Pointer Sisters doing Yes, We Can Can. And sadly, we lost Anita Pointer on December 31st of last year. She passed away from cancer. Just a few weeks ago. And wanted to pay tribute to the Pointer Sisters there and say rest in peace, Anita Pointer. Also, another reason to play that song is because that song came out in 1973. And 1973 is an important year. It's exactly 50 years ago from 2023. And that is also the year that Something About the Women first aired on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yes, our show is having its 50th anniversary year this year. And what better theme song than Yes, We Can Can from the Pointer Sisters, which, by the way, that song was it was in the top 100. It was song number 95 on the top Billboard charts for 1973. So we are so ecstatic, Jane Kirsten and I, to celebrate the 50th anniversary of our show. There have been many different DJs who sat in the squeaky chair over the years. Some chairs were less squeaky than others, but many, many people. I've been involved since 1988, so that's about 35 years. Jane, I believe, has been with us for like 20 years, and Kirsten, I believe, has surpassed 5 years. So lots and lots of airtime in there amongst us, and lots of other great DJs have been part of this collective that is playing women artists across all genres for 50 years. So as we kick off the celebration of our show's 50th anniversary, today I am going to start with a big feature on 1973. And we started it with the Pointer Sisters. Let's continue it now with the woman who won the award for Best New Artist in 1973 at the Grammys, Best New Artist 50 years ago, the divine Ms. M.
He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way, and he had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft, but then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, he's blowing reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he could not jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A root, a toot, a tootly attitude. He blows an H to the bar in boogie rhythm. He can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie woogie bugle, he was busy as a busy bee. And when he plays, he made the company jump a to the bar. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. And out of tootly, out of tootly, out of toot toot, he blows an H to the bar.
Killing me softly with his song. From Candletop, been 2 weeks gone, and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went home to her. Andy Wolo said hello, and he said, "Hi, what's doing?" Whoa, said, "Sit down, I've got some bad news, it's gonna hurt." Said, "I'm your best friend, and you know that's right, but your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that Amos boy, Seth." Well, he got mad and he saw red, and Andy said, "Boy, don't you lose your head, 'cause to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself." That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your soul to no backwoods southern lawyer, 'cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hands. Well, Andy got scared and left the bar, walking on home 'cause he didn't live far. See, Andy didn't have many friends, and he just lost him one.
The brother thought his wife must have left town, so he went home and finally found the only thing Papa had left him, and that was a gun. And he went off to Andy's house, slipping through the backwoods quiet as a mouse, came upon some tracks too small for Andy to make. He looked through the screen at the back porch door, and he saw Andy lying on the floor in a puddle of blood, and he started to shake. Well, the Georgia patrol wasn't making their rounds, so he fired a shot just to flag them down. And a big-bellied sheriff grabbed his gun and said, "Why'd you do it?" And the judge said guilty in a make-believe trial, slapped the sheriff on the back with a smile, said, "Supper's waiting at home, and I gotta get to it." That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your soul to no backwoods Southern lawyer, 'cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hands. Well, they hung my brother before I could say the tracks he saw while on his way to Andy's house and back that night were mine. His cheating wife had never left town, and that's one body that'll never be found. See, little sister don't miss when she aims her gun. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. Oh, oh, oh. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Oh, oh. But don't trust your soul and no backwoods Southern lawyer, 'cause the judge in the town's got
said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, 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 what's left of his world? The world he left behind. Not so long ago. He's leaving.
Leaving.
On that midnight train to Georgia. Said he's going back.
Going back to
find. To a simpler place and time. Oh, yes, he is. Now be with him.
I know you will.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
Leaving on that midnight train.
Hey, hey, hey. I'd rather live in his world than live without him in mine. But he sure found out the hard way that dreams don't always come true. Oh no, so he pined all his hopes. And he even sold his old car. Bought a one-way ticket back to the life he once knew. Oh yes he did. He said he would. Oh, no, he's leaving.
Leaving.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
Leaving on that midnight train.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Said he's going back to find.
Going
ooh,
back to find.
A simpler place and time.
Take that ride. Guess he's gonna be
yeah.
Right by his side.
Not gonna be with him.
I know you will.
Said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, a simpler place
whenever
and time.
Right,
ooh, yo.
Right
I've got to be with him.
I know you will.
Oh, that midnight train. Georgia.
Midnight train.
I'd rather live in his world than live without him.
All right. Taking that midnight train to Georgia. That song was the 49th top-selling song in 1973 for Gladys Knight and the Pips. And they had another song in the top 100 that year. They had Neither One of Us Wants to Be the First to Say Goodbye, which was number 45 that year. So we're celebrating 1973, which is the year that Something About the Women made its debut on WMFO. And 50 years is a long time to have a radio show. I believe it's the longest running women's radio show in the world. And that's our story. But if you know of one that's been on longer, let us know and we'll stop saying it. All right. Before Gladys Knight, we heard Carly Simon, her classic song, You're So Vain, with backup vocals there from Mick Jagger. And of course, there's a lot of speculation about who that song's about. Is it Mick Jagger? Is it Warren Beatty? who knows? She's only told, I believe, one person, and that is somebody who won an auction to have that information, and they had to swear they'd never tell a soul. All right. Before that, Vicki Lawrence, her one and only hit, The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia. Great story song of the 70s, 1973 to be exact. And Vicki Lawrence just turned up on a network TV show. If you watch the show Call Me Cat with Mayim Bialik on Fox, sadly, one of the characters, the actor that played one of the characters, passed away. Leslie Jordan passed away recently, and they had an episode to sort of say goodbye to him. And Vicki Lawrence showed up as his mama, playing another Southern mama like she did on the Carol Burnett Show, and then in her sitcom Mama's World. I think that's what it was called. And anyway, Vicki Lawrence showing up on Call Me Cat. But that was her big hit, The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia. Little sister don't miss when she aims her gun. All right, before that, Roberta Flack. I remember when I was a kid, I was addicted to radio. No surprise there. And I remember listening. I grew up in the greater New York City area in New Jersey, and WABC, which was the top 40 station that everybody listened to in those days, they would do a countdown at the end of the year. And I remember when Killing Me Softly with his song was the number one song in 1973 for Roberta Flack. It was not the number one selling song. It was actually the number three on the Billboard charts. But Roberta Flack, that song actually, so it was written by the credits are for Charles Fox and Norman Gimbel, but it turns out that a woman named Lori Lieberman also helped with the lyrics and never got credit. And she was inspired to write that song after seeing Don McLean perform. So Killing Me Softly is about Don McLean. And Lori Lieberman helped write it, even if the record books don't say that. And we started the set with Bette Midler, the Divine Ms. M, doing Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. And was the year that she won Best New Artist at the Grammys. And 50 years later, she's still a superstar. So 1973, a big year in the music business. However, interestingly, none of the women's music labels like Olivia Records and Redwood Records were established. Well, let's not say that. Olivia Records was established in 1973, but their first single didn't come out until 1974. So Something About the Women came on the air before there was women's music sort of commercially available, if you could call it that, selling it at concerts and out of the backs of vans and in plain paper packaging. But we're not really sure why the show is named Something About the Women when Holly Near's song, Something About the Women, didn't come out until a couple of years later. So we're not really sure. And if you know the answer to that mystery, I asked Holly herself when I had her here on the show a few years ago. She did not know. So anyway, 1973, a fabulous year, and the year that Something About the Women started. We'll get back to 1973 in a little bit, but let's continue now with some new music right in the present day. This album just came out today, actually yesterday, because I'm recording this on Friday. It's a brand new album from Margo Price. The album is called Strays, and here's one of the songs from that brand new album.
I think I need to take some time now, and I wanna turn my phone off. I just wanna be alone. Just let me be alone today. I'm saving all my extra money. Go out, get what they never buy me. Why do I feel so sick and tired? Real. I think the whole world's going crazy. makes my feet hurt. I work my back right off my shirt. Kick off my shoes and run away.
Her head some days, all the happy is replaced. what's wrong, my longtime friend? Something's bothering you. Tell me what the problem is. I see what I can do. There's a times we disagree. We agree more than we don't. We won't always see eye to eye, but we will more than we won't. 'Cause we got friendship, the kind that lasts a lifetime. Through all those hardships, you know you're a friend of mine. We got friendship, the kind that lasts a lifetime. Through all those hardships, you know you're a friend of mine.
You wanna sing why?
Oh.
Or not?
Talk to me, old pal of mine, if you feel you can't go on. Don't you sweat, it ain't over yet. This bond we share is strong. I've been where you are right now. You saw me through it all. I leaned on you, now you can lean on me. I bet I won't let you fall. 'Cause we got friendship, kind of lasts a lifetime. Through all the hardship, you know you're a friend of mine.
'Cause we got friendship, the kind that lasts a lifetime. Through all those hardships,
you know you're a friend of mine.
If you're out on the street, I'll take your hand. You're hungry, I'll give you food.
Yeah.
If it's money you need,
I've got some saved.
If you're sick, I'll visit you. I've been where you are right now.
You saw me through it all.
I'll lean on you.
Now you can lean on me. Bet I won't let you fall.
'Cause we got friendship, the kind that lasts a lifetime. Through all those hardships, you know
you're a friend of mine.
We got friendship,
kind of lasts a lifetime.
Through all those hardships,
oh Lord,
you know you're a friend of mine.
Through all the hardships, you know you're a friend of mine. Through all the hardships, you know
you're a friend
of mine.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
What are you doing back in town, man?
Well, I say that
and shaking that thing the way I do. And the policeman said, girl, you can't walk like that. And my boyfriend said,
I got the boogie, boogie in my socks.
Where else?
Oh, please don't think the little girl stop.
Thanks, Ricky Lee, for wrapping up that set for us. Ricky Lee Jones, fulfilling my New Year's resolution to play more Ricky Lee Jones. We heard Woody and Dutch on the Slow Train to Peking. And that is from her 1980 album, Pirates. Before that, Nora Jones, she has this podcast where she has different guests on, and that was her from the podcast singing along with Mavis Staples. They were singing the song Friendship. Very interesting stuff from Nora Jones. She always has her hands in all different kinds of projects. The wonderful Nora Jones. Before that, Alison Moorer did The Broken Girl. That is from her 2010 release, Crows. We heard Emily Nenny doing an unlikely cover song, but when I heard it, I was like, oh my goodness. That was Does Your Mother Know? And that, of course, is an ABBA song. And that is from Emily's album that came out last year, On the Ranch. And we started the set with brand new music from Margot Price. Her new album is called Strays. It just came out. We heard the song Radio featuring Sharon Van Etten. And I love that line. I've got nothing on but the radio. So that's me most days. All right. Let's continue now with more music here on Something About the Women.
Thank you.
You're listening to Something About the Women on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Tapping toes and watching time, I dreamt of things that were not mine. A hidden picture in my book held creases of the water's breaking lines. I took my finger to a drawn out map where ink drew waves upon a siren's cast. I closed my eyes and I held my breath, dove deeper and deeper and deeper, and I said, take me to the water, take me home, take tide. A surfer carving lucid lines, dreamers of the bluest mind. I dream of swimming in that great divine. I find myself in folds of salt and swell in castles made of coral, in kingdoms made of shale. I plead the sky, don't leave me dry. I'm deeper and deeper and deeper. Cry, take me to the water, take me home, take me to the water, take me home, take me to the water, take me to the water, take me to the water, take me home.